Yorkton. Each year about this time it seems appropriate to make a few board game suggestions for seasonal gift giving. To start, try to get a few hints from who the recipient will be. Games are wildly diverse and no one is likely to like every game that hits the table. For example, if you know someone is not a chess fan, then likely avoid similar games such as Hive. Hive is an amazing game, and the pieces are very much heirloom quality, they should last forever, but it is too much in the flavor of chess to be appreciated by a devout non-chess player. That said, if you have someone who likes a mind-to-mind game challenge, Hive is ideal. I can imagine a grandparent gifting a set to a 10-year-old, and that youngster growing up and playing the same set for 60-70 to 80 years, and handing it off to a grandchild they taught. You could say much of the same about Abalone, with its classy-looking black and white marbles and solid plastic-molded board. It has easy rules and looks awesome. One of mine is out on an end table. An heirloom gamer gift for sure. Another general thought from me is that wooden games are generally more appealing than anything made of plastic. Now obviously not all games can be made just of wood, but there are some fabulous ones to consider. I'll suggest Quarto here. It has a rather unique mechanic, is quick to learn and play, and is the sort of game looks awesome on an office sideboard or living area coffee table. Next, a little dive into games reviewed or played for the first time in 2022, and there are a few that would be appreciated wrapped in some bright paper with a ribbon and a bow. With the World Cup of Soccer grabbing a lot of sports headlines in recent weeks. If you have a soccer fan on your list, check out UND1C1. It's a soccer simulation game reviewed in April, and it does a very good job of mimicking the game. Frankly, for me, it's far more entertaining than watching soccer. Back to chess-like games, in September we talked about the ancient game of Tafel. There are some great-looking sets on the market, some all wood too, and the game offers a different gaming experience and is another showpiece game as well. In the same vein as the new, upcoming release Maya Chess reviewed in November. It doesn't play anything like chess, offering really unique piece movement which is enticing. Made of wood, board and pieces, it looks great too, and on display will draw looks, and questions, which lead to an opportunity to teach the game and play. In March we reviewed Azul, and this one is a game with nice pieces in a sort of Bakelite, with rules that are easily absorbed. It plays 2-4, so a nice game for a couple whether an evening on their own, or with the neighbors popping over. I'd rate it rather highly for that aspect of play. The game has a couple of follow-up creations, one being Azul, Summer Pavilion, which we just acquired and played at the most recent games night at the Yorkton Public Library. It's hard to compare Summer Pavilion on two plays, but it might be a tad better than the original, but that might be the newest bias too. Still, it's pretty clear this is another great game for 2-4 and as a gift for a gamer. And, a good companion stocking stuffer could be some handmade coupons to be redeemed for an evening or 10 playing the gifted game. So have a happy gaming holiday all.